Chris gets to sit next to me, and I've been all sweaty. I was walking on the walking pad when you guys got here, right? And I was walking on that, and it was like right in that pre-sweat stage. You know when you're working out, and suddenly you're just like, I'm about to get really sweaty.
I was like, damn,
I was starting to get that. And maybe I was just really excited to have the SS and SI boys on here.
Yeah. I thought it was like a Ron Burgundy thing, like you were going to be in there like 101, 102.
Well, I heard him talk in the lobby. He's like, would you guys just come over already?
It's a 6 miles.
Me to you guys.
That's exactly what it is.
I was impressed. So it worked.
Oh, that's good. I just barely got that thing, and I will say that I absolutely love it. I've done a couple of hours on it every day that I've been here in the office with it, and it's been great. But today's been tough. I was snowboarding yesterday, and I went off a cliff. And let me tell you something: a guy in his mid-30s should not be jumping off cliffs anymore. I ate crap so hard, and like I've got whiplash today. Every muscle in my body is sore because I just went endoing over and over and over, and it was a. It was not fun.
Things not to do in the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's kind of concerning. Now I'm a little bit worried. I'm not a skier. I'm going to be skiing on Thursday.
I don't
know
if you're here. No, but they're here for that.
Are you here for a skiing trip?
I'm here for skiing.
Where are you going?
We're
going
to go to Snow Basin.
Snow Basin is legit.
Okay. So I'm not legit, though, in
that's
terms
okay.
of like skiing.
Like it's got good variety.
All right.
I'm going on the Kitty Slopes. I don't know.
We're
going to get some training first, and then hopefully after not skiing for 20 years, I pick it back up somehow.
Nice. Well, it is like riding a bike. I did take like 10, 11 years off because suddenly it got really expensive. But I did work for a couple years at Brighton, which was one of the local resorts here, and I absolutely love it. So that's where I take my kids now and teach them. And we were up there yesterday having some fun. They had it all. They had school off yesterday. My wife had work off yesterday. So we're like, I took a PTO day, and we ran up to the hill and had a good time. But they got 8 inches last night, so you guys are here at a good time.
Oh, good.
The snow's going to be great. It was awesome yesterday. So are you doing multiple days at Snow Basin?
It's just going to be the one, just Thursday morning, really.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you'll have fun.
All right, I hope so.
Just don't go jumping off cliffs.
You're talking about
don't go off the cliffs,
man. And
I'm starting to I was dumb. My son came up to me yelling at me. He's like, "Why did you do that, Dad?" I'm like, "Well, because I used to do this all the time in my 20s. So, well, that's a lot of fun. Everybody who's tuning into this podcast probably knows exactly who you are, Jake. You've been on this podcast before. We were downstairs in our in a different studio at the time, but you have been on the podcast before, and you just so happen to be coming here for a skiing trip, it sounds like. And so we're very lucky and fortunate to have you on the latest episode of the Big Axis podcast. So thanks for taking the time to jump on with us, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's exciting to be back here. Appreciate you guys being so hospitable with us just popping in.
Cool. And, we love it.
Really great to hang out.
Yeah, it is. Chris, we got to introduce you, though, man.
It was nice to meet everybody. My name's Chris Ray. I do operations at SS&SI. I've been there for almost 13 years. Working with Jake, it's been a blast, and I'm happy that we're just continually growing every year.
Yeah, you guys definitely are. I love seeing your guys' presence all over the place. Jake seems to post on LinkedIn like 14 times per day.
That's basically my job.
Yeah.
That's all it works.
We always talk about how good you are at marketing yourself. Oh, so thanks. Well done, man.
Well, you recently just got an award for, wasn't it, marketing genius?
I can't remember who it was for. Did you really?
Cool. Yeah, I think it's because I upgraded my sponsorship, though, for the association. I think it's kind of like a pay-to-play.
Well, we got to reward him somehow.
What can we make up to make Jake feel happy here?
It's a good return on investment.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is way cool, man. That's awesome. So you guys are with SS&SI, which, if you guys don't know, is one of our fantastic distribution partners. But tell us a little bit about, who SS&I is, and then let's go a little bit more into what your specific role is and like what you guys do. So, Jake, why don't you introduce SS&SI?
Yeah, so SS&SI was a value-added low-voltage and security products distributor. We service dealers nationwide, just over 1,000 dealers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so, our focus is really on being a more personalized support system for our dealers and adding value. We do a lot of the private labeling for them and help them with some of their marketing materials as well. So, that's really our focus, is how we can do a little bit more than just moving boxes. We're trying to add value, not just for our dealer partners, but for our vendor partners as well.
Yeah, that's way cool. And what is your specific role
with basically, SSMA. I just post on LinkedIn 15 times a day. And then Chris does all the real work.
Seems about right. Chris, what is it like making Jake look good?
It's not very hard. He's out there pushing our company real hard and, you know, trying to let all the customers that we currently have and that we're going to get, you know, we're trying to get new customers, just build our database and just give good service and quality products to everybody.
That's really good. So you guys take a very partner-focused, go-to-market, which I really like. You know, I see you guys posting a lot about, hey, we will brand panels for you, we'll brand readers for you, things like that, right? That's really cool, and that's something that your customers really love because it takes security systems that manufacturers like us build, and it really personalizes it for these dealers and for their customers. I can't tell you the number of times that we have end users calling into our tech support needing assistance when really it's like you need to contact your dealer who did the installation. So you guys are ultimately helping these dealers build better relationships with their customers. And I love that.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, you know, we feel like folks that take pride in their work put their name on it, right?
Yes.
So we're really big on our dealers getting their name out there in front of their customers. It reinforces their brand. And it makes sure that, you know, they know who to call when they need support.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So as far as like dealing with supplier, with, you know, vendors who manufacture, what are you guys ultimately looking for in a quality vendor? You know, hopefully like PDK.
Yeah, I think you guys fit the bill. It was interesting. We took a tour here, and I was really excited to see some of the metrics that you guys are tracking, which is not just sales metrics. Obviously, right. You're knocking it out of the park there, but customer service metrics, right? Like, you guys are looking at, hey, how quickly do we service customers when they call in? And there were some really exciting targets that you had on there that, honestly, like, I looked at it, I thought, you guys are setting the bar very high.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's what we look for. We look for vendor partners that are really going to support our dealers, you know, treat them as partners out there in the field. We look at our partners as the folks that we rely on to sell the product, right? Like, if they don't get out there and sell it, we don't sell it, right? And I think Absolutely. You guys share that philosophy, and so you're really focused on support from a sales perspective, pre-sales, post-sales. Sales support is just really awesome, and we appreciate that from you guys.
Well, good. We definitely
$20, Tanner.
Tanner's got to dish it out.
That was supposed to be off mic. I'm sorry. Oh, no. You can edit.
Alani's not going to let you expense this.
Right. It's like I just found it. Yeah. It was on the ground. Someone dropped it.
No, I mean that is ultimately what is really unique about PDK is we really do put our partner first. I mean, you hear us talking about partner fanaticism all the time, where ultimately, we don't succeed unless our partners succeed. And so we want them to be able to have every resource that they need to be successful. And so that is things like offering really good tech support where we answer 80% of phone calls in 20 seconds or less and have a first call resolution in under 7 minutes. That's big. We want our partners to be able to feel like it's not a stressful situation when they call into tech support, because ultimately when somebody has to call into tech support, it is a stressful situation. Oftentimes the end user is looking over their shoulder being like, oh, this guy maybe doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh,
and sometimes he doesn't. But that's what we're there
okay.
For, right?
We don't need to go into that part of it, but yes.
We're going to give the credit to them, make them look as good as possible. Right?
Or you get the angry tech support person, you know, that's just like not having it that day because you don't understand what a IP address is or something.
Right. And that's the amazing thing here too, is like having worked in support prior to this role, it was so amazing to see how they do things and how incredible each individual is that we have in support. And the NPS score that they have is probably better than most companies you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
of course
one
it is.
This is like one extra layer of what we're trying to do as a company to provide the ultimate support. And I take a lot of pride in what we do in the company and how we're trying to best represent ourselves through our partners throughout the whole channel, right? Starting with you guys. And we try to partner with the right people who are also going to represent us as good as we want to represent ourselves. It makes a big difference. And, we appreciate you trusting us, and just know that we trust you guys so much to represent us.
Well, thank you, guys. Cool. I feel like we should all
get a group hug.
This is really nice, guys. I'll be back next Tuesday.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, too, is I think a lot of people are taken back at how personable we are.
Yeah.
I see ourselves as a very personable company. As you walked around, you got to meet everybody. Everybody wanted to hang out with you. Evan Tree, our CEO, that was like 5 or 6 minutes, you know, and he was engaging in all the conversations with you. He was really interested in what you guys were doing here and your opinions and what you're doing in the industry. People are taken back by that sometimes. There's no masks at PDK. You come and you hang out with us. We want the best for you. We want to grow together. We want to create raving fans and raving partners. And I think that's what sets us apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. And that culture really, you know, Evan coming out to talk to us, you could tell that that culture really starts at the top and just goes down throughout the whole organization. It's 100%, really cool.
100%. So talk to me, like, what makes a distributor like yourself successful? And ultimately, what sets SS&SI apart from the competition that is out there? Because there are a lot of distributors out there.
Yeah,
it's you can go and buy stuff all over the place.
Really? But I haven't heard of these guys. Nah. Now, you know, for us, it's really what makes us successful is serving our customers so that they come back, right? Like tomorrow morning, we're going to visit with a customer here in Salt Lake City. And in between us and Salt Lake City, there's hundreds. You know, I do know there are other folks, right? There's other options. There's hundreds of alternative distributor locations between us and Salt Lake City. But we win that business and we keep that business by providing more value, right? We do the private labeling, but then we have to provide support, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It's not enough to just put somebody's logo on a product, right? Like, we got to make sure it looks right and we get that out quickly. But then we also have to service them. We have to support them. We have to make sure that we're working with our respective vendor partners to help them when they install that system in the field, right?
Yeah.
And so really, I think for us, what makes us successful is that we are a you know, just customer fanatic organization. We're really focused on our dealers. And we service the heck out of them. And we look for vendor partner, manufacturing partners that do the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like you guys are really like, I feel like you guys have become an extension of the team and that your sales folks and my sales folks work very closely together. Your support folks have been very responsive to my folks and our dealers. And so, you know, it's not just what we do that makes us successful. It's like, hey, how do you guys, you know, fit into the equation? How do you support our partners? And that makes us successful too.
Well, you said something like that we are an extension to your team. Man, that's a synonymous experience there, because I feel like you guys are an extension to our team.
Again? Are we
going to have to do it?
Yeah. So,
I mean, your team has gone out, and Tanner's has this big, you know, motivated, I guess, what would you call it? Just a goal that you've built to go and have our distribution partners go through our certification training course to be certified. And a lot of your team has gone through that training course.
Yeah, like everybody but me. I'm kind of embarrassed, guys. Yeah, dude, listen, let's work something out.
We might have to rescind a hug.
Yeah, quid pro quo here. Yeah.
No, it's actually awesome. So, it is a technical certification course. So it's the exact same course that our dealers and installers go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really impressive when someone from distribution is willing to go the extra mile, learn about the product and the installation and all the small components and then how to operate the software. It's big. It's very commendable when you're talking about someone who is either an inside or an outside sales rep. And I had posted on LinkedIn about the first batch that we had done. It was 20 or so, but it was from probably a dozen different distributors. You know, it's like one-offs, people who are interested, people who I'm friends with. And then when I had posted that, Jake messaged me. He's like, okay, how do I get this going? I'm gonna make sure my whole team goes
everybody
through this.
But me.
And sure enough, Jake's like, you know what, I don't think it's worth the time, but I'll make sure everyone else
it was worth the time. No, all kidding aside, though, the feedback, I just have severe ADHD, so it's tough for me to sit there and do a course.
See, this is perfect though, because the course is broken out into like 2 to 3 minute videos.
Right, well, and then it says, are you still there? And you're
looking, like, no, I'm texting. Oh, I'm posting on LinkedIn right now. Yeah. Forget it.
No, it's awesome. And we are changing things. I mean, we're going to have it be more of a sales-oriented training that is going to be, I'd say, a bit more applicable.
Yeah.
And maybe just less technical for anyone within distribution. So that is going to come out. But, man, your team is equipped.
Cool. No, I mean, we're excited.
So I do think that is huge for your team, because they have a little bit more in-depth knowledge than your standard, you know, other distributor that might just have a order taker who's sitting at a counter, right? You guys are really creating that cohesive sales experience where you are not just being an order taker, you're being an order maker, right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a lot of what we do is guiding our customers too, right? Like, you know, they come in, they have questions, or you know, a lot of it, they're calling, they're emailing, they're texting into our text line, and they have questions about, you know, what kind of products they need for a certain application. And having that technical experience and understanding, man, it goes a long way, right? It helps us to make sure that we're selling them the right stuff. You know, going back to what makes a distributor successful, you want to get them the right stuff the first time, right? like that's an important part
of it. It's a very important part, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's so cool.
Adding on to the important part of, you know, sometimes we do make mistakes, and that's an important part of, you know, correcting it. We got to make sure that, you know, it doesn't happen. And if it does happen, we, you know, take the steps to make it right. So,
yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's huge. Like I said, it sets you apart, and willingness to do something like that for a sales team who has so many different products to represent, so many different vendors to have relationships with, and to take that precious time out of your day, and whether it be over a course of a week or a month, to go through that training, it's huge.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you guys making it really easy for us to get that out to the team and do it in modules. I might, maybe over the next 6-7 months.
One video a week.
We could do it.
By the end of the year. Yeah.
If Jake were to watch one lesson, and then as a reward, he can do a LinkedIn post.
There we go.
He's going to have this thing done really fast.
Yeah. We can have a co-branded marketing. we can make this a whole project and be like, every time that Jake finishes a class, PDK will also, we'll announce it, we'll reward his behavior.
Perfect.
We will tag Jake in a post after every lesson he completes.
Did it again.
That's the kind of dopamine hits I need, guys.
Guess who just completed the introduction.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So as you guys, you know, you are a security distributor. You guys obviously have a lot of different products that you guys sell. But if we were to break it down by category, access control in general, how is access control as a whole doing for SS&SI?
Yeah, it's doing really good. I mean, for us, access control is a strategic growth category for us. We love the fact that our dealers that have transitioned from, you know, we've seen a lot of dealers go from residential into more small business and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And access control is just, it's a very profitable category for them. It's not very, I mean, quite frankly, like distribution, like I don't want to boo-hoo here, but like margins doesn't really matter whether it's access control or video for us, but it is a growth category, right? In terms of gross dollars, we're selling a lot more access control. Our dealers are finding that people are willing to pay not just up front for these systems, but they're willing to pay monthly for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for us as a distributor, it's important for our partners to be successful. And the long-term stable cash flow that the RMR creates from these systems has been really helpful for our partners just to become more, you know, financially stable, right?
Right.
Like they're just, it's amazing to see just the amount of recurring revenue that these guys are able to build, not just in alarm monitoring, which, you know, a lot of them are familiar with that, but now in video and access control specifically, really exciting.
Ultimately, that just boosts their value of their business like crazy, right?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And that's ultimately a big reason why customers should be looking at doing access control as one of their main offerings.
From PDK, right?
Oh, like
we all, yes. PDK, I mean, access control.
Was that not implied? So, yeah, no, that's you're spot on there. And that's one of the things that we have noticed, too, is more and more customers are recognizing the value that cloud helps provide. And people are going away from on-prem. They don't want on-site servers. They don't want to have to go, you know, they want that remote management, the automatic update side of things. They want the convenience that cloud offers, and it helps build the customer's business, but it also creates a lot of value and convenience for the end user. And so that's a big reason why the end user is willing to pay that.
Yeah, people pay you for value, right? Like if you can provide value to them, they'll pay. And if you can do that every month, every day, right? Like, you know, my access control at the office, I'm able to buzz in from my phone, right? Like I'm able to control that stuff remotely, and you know, I add a new employee and I just do it right there on my phone or on my desktop.
So cool.
You know, that's cool. I'm not a I'm not a super techie guy, so like to make it easy for me is important.
I was gonna say that's the nice thing about
LinkedIn, but that's it, guys. Like that's,
hey, you know what? In my opinion, posting in LinkedIn is probably more difficult than running a PDK system.
Hey, you know. So. We'll have to see. I haven't taken the technical training yet.
Nice. Well, guys, we are just about out of time on this week's episode of the Big Access Podcast. But before I let you guys go, I want you guys to give your little shameless plug about SSNSI and how people can reach out to you and ultimately learn a little bit more about the value that you can give their businesses.
Yeah, so by now you can find me on LinkedIn.
Oh, right? Definitely.
You can find us on Facebook and our Burglar Alarms Online Alarm Industry Group. We'd love for you to connect with us there. But if you're looking for a distributor that values you as a partner, and you know where you can call the owner and you know chat with him if you need some help with something, that's what we are, right? We're a small business that's supporting thousands of small businesses around the country. And that's what we see, right? Like we're just one small business doing business with another one and supporting them. If you want your logo on your products, right? Like if you take pride in what you do, you should put your name on it, right? Put your name on it, put your phone number on it, put your website, a QR code, we'll do it all for you. But it's something that we do for free. There's no minimum order quantities on it. So for us, you know, we want to support you with that. We want those people to call you back and buy another system because I want to sell it to you, right? Like it's kind of selfish. I want them to know who you are because I need them to call you to buy more stuff. And that's how we succeed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely recommend you guys go check out SSNSI, see if they're a good fit for your business, and go and buy a bunch of PDK from them.
That's right.
There we go.
Cool.
Anyways, guys, thanks a ton for jumping on.
Oh, thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are awesome. Hopefully you don't crash too hard on Thursday.
Yeah, well, don't jinx me now.
Well, No. You're gonna have a great time.
Last video Jake ever recorded. PDK. Yeah.
Nice. Well, hopefully it's not a video of, hey, watch this.
Yeah.
Anyways, for those of you who have not yet done so, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and leave us a comment on different topics that you would like, because we would be happy to put them in a future episode. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time.
We all thumbs up.
All right.